Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.
KKCI. KKCI NATVE.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 72 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile not moving. YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 61 degrees.
This is KC8YVF for the Savara Monday Night Net pre-net. Do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, K8KCI, Justin Oakley. No traffic.
We got you in there, Jeff. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Savara Net?
This is N8NTN, Doug, Beaver Township. No traffic, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out.
88MMH, Mike, Carlton Township. Okay, we got Doug in and out, and Dave in and out, and Mike, I got you in as a regular check-in. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Savara Net?
KDA-PAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, stand by everyone. We will get started here in just a couple of moments. KC at YVF.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or in and out. Please call now. Okay, we'll go to Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations on the net for tonight? Please call now. From the pre-net, I have the following stations. N8NTN was in and out. KE8PCQ was in and out. K8KCI, KD8MMH, KD8PAZ, and KF8EDQ are recognized. Any other regular check-ins for the net, call now.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NATUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up W8DW and 8EUI and KC8VOA. Any other regular check-ins or any check-ins for the Savaro Net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Announcement coming up tomorrow for weather events. We are in a marginal risk for severe weather for tomorrow afternoon, so spotters, take a look at the National Weather Service site in the morning to see if spotters are recommended or needed, anticipated for the afternoon. Also stay close to a radio or have a radio with you in case there is any type of active weather that comes into our area. Also, last time I looked, were three tornadoes that touched down last Friday in the Three Rivers area along a path. They were looking at a third one, hadn't determined that one at the last time I looked last night. So we are off to an active weather pattern already again for this year. So please stay tuned to your radios, the Weather Service broadcast, and the local repeater here. So, all right, we're going to start here at the top of the list. Both N8MTN and KE8DCQ were in and out. First up on the list, K8KCI Jeff, standby KD8MMH. Good evening, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Ron, thanks for hosting the net. We appreciate it. Yeah, we've seen the Union City drone footage, and it definitely was there. So, not that we want to see that up here, but you never know. So we'll be watching. We may have to run to Saginaw, be around out and about. So we'll check it out. I guess the biggest thing, I thought it was mainly going to be in the afternoon, maybe even at night. So we'll have to see what we can do for that. But other than that, just been working. It was a beautiful day, not to do anything inside. So I think, like everybody else, we spent a lot of time on the outside and enjoyed it immensely. So we were out walking around the fields and woods looking for any antlers, sheds. So we didn't really find any, but it was a good opportunity to go out and walk around the farm and check everything out. So we're going to say that's it. We'll send her back to net control. This is KTCI.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, it was a good day to get outside today. Unfortunately, I was inside at work all day, so I didn't get a chance to take advantage of the weather. I did get out a little bit tonight for about 20 minutes to sit out on the front porch and talk to my wife before we headed in for dinner and then get ready for the next day. So that's kind of my routine. I get up, I go to work, I come home, and eat dinner, clean up dinner, watch a little TV, back to bed, and then start all over again. So it's been Groundhog Day for many, many years, in my routine at least. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting last Friday night. Had a very good turnout there. Thanks for the presentation on the radio there too, Ron. Did a good job on that. And in fact, we had a good turnout for club breakfast on Saturday too. So thanks to everyone that came out for that. Beautiful day today. I don't know what the official high was here in Saginaw, but my outdoor thermometer topped out at 72.3 today. So very nice day. A little bit windy. Done doing my indoor mall walks for the winter and did my first outdoor walk today. Did put 4 miles in today, so beautiful day for that. Other than that, don't think I have anything else. I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Mike. In the official record, at least on TV5 tonight, as they reported, we did break a record. I can't remember back till when, but we were 68 degrees officially in Saginaw. Beat the record by 1 degree of 67. Flint did not hit their mark. They were, I believe, 71, and their high for this date was 72. So they missed it by one, and we beat it by one. So it was close. It was a nice day, and I imagine, yeah, inside my house, both of my weather stations were showing about 70 degrees. So in subdivisions, houses close together, yeah, you're going to be warmer than where it is. I think they take out at MBS Airport. So the open area out there is going to be cooler than where it is in the subdivisions, and more wind out there as well than when you get into the subdivisions and communities. All right, next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Minnie.
Good evening, KCAYDF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone. Yeah, I just looked at my temperature gauge over there. It's 52 degrees here, so not a bad day out there. Had to go rescue my grandson. His car conked out there in Clio at the dealership, so I had to go and pick him up and bring him home. And then when his dad got home, they were going to go get the car with a friend of theirs. So other than that, just been sitting here working on the puzzle. Got number 11 done and put on Facebook. Got number 12 sitting here waiting for me to start tomorrow. So other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Okay, Minnie. Boy, you're sure popping those puzzles out pretty quick there. That's for sure on those. And I think that would be the best place to have your car conk out at the car dealership. At least they could fix it, I would hope. But sounds like, yeah, they're bringing it back home, work on it themselves, I guess. So that's kind of the question. Why was it at the dealership if it wasn't to fix it? I don't know. Anyhow, you can fill us in on the next go-around. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down the list. KFA-EDQ. Mike, you're up next, followed by WADW.
Roger that, Ron. Thanks for doing the net. KC8YVF from KFA-EDQ. It's good to hear everybody in there. Today I just worked today. I worked and then I spent some time just soaking up the sun rays today because it was so beautiful. After work we went for a walk for just over an hour. We were walking around, so probably just over 3 miles, and then what else? I ran out to Bay City to help somebody with their TV, and their sound bar wasn't working or something, so I went and straightened that out. Stopped at Pet Supplies Plus on State Street, and they were taking pictures of pets that people were bringing in to post on their social media website. So I had Ducky with me, and so they took her picture, and I guess they're going to post it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, so we'll see about that. What else? Just came home, and I've been relaxing ever since, so just taking it easy. Had some good dinner, had chicken breasts and mashed potatoes, so that's what I had. We'll stick around for the 73 round. This is KFA-EDQ back to net control.
All right, Mike, sounds like you're staying busy as usual. Always got something going on, and good that you're able to get up there and get the picture of the dog. For me, they'd have to come here. My cats don't travel well, and I got too many of them, so there would be one I could pick up and take with me, but she wouldn't be too happy either. She's not one to travel from home, so that's kind of out for us. All right, next up on the list, WADW. Dave, I got a question for you. Are you going to be available to do Skywarn Net Control this year Let me know. W8W, you're up next, followed by N8EUI.
KCAYVF, W8DW. Yeah, the answer to that is probably most of the time, probably the same as last year. I got some camping plans. I'm going to try and do a little more camping, and normally it ends up on the weekends. But I know you have problems getting having somebody during the week because if you're not, if you're working, you can't. It's hard to do that. So at least I'm retired and to do that. I know that you took it a few times last year or that, but yeah, probably about the same as last year. Okay, as far as my weekend, Sunday yesterday, I went out and we actually we took the cover off the camper. The winter has been very, very bad on it. It's about 3 years old. And a lot of spots deteriorating that, so I figured it was better to take it off. It's quite easy to take it off. All we had to do is the thing was facing to the south. The wind was out of the southwest, so all we had to do is undo the front end and lift it up, and it just basically took itself off. The thing now, there's some stuff that I want to take off of it before I get rid of it, and I got to do that, so I got it stuffed in my shed in the back. I took a walk around the yard today, and I've got a ton of branches down. I had the yard all cleaned up before the winter came, but right now it looks like I was a major storm in the backyard, so I got to take care of that. That's about it for me this time around. We'll turn it back to you there, Ron. KCAYVF, W8DW.
Okay, Dave, yeah, that's usually the case, although wife went around the house over the weekend and when it wasn't raining, and today she was out, and we're pretty good. I'm down to just two trees, a pine tree in the back that had a few small branches down from the winter, and a few that we've already picked up out front, so we fared pretty good this year with any branches. Without only two trees, there shouldn't be a lot, at least I would hope. And, yeah, thank you for net control on it. I know whenever that you can during the day, I'm still working. I still try to do liaison to the National Weather Service. I listen in, but it's sometimes hard for me, depending on my workload, to get in on those or to do things there either. So just kind of listen in for tomorrow, everyone, see if anything develops. Next on the list, NADUI, standby KC8DOA. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, KCAYVF, this is NAEUI. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a good week, good weekend. Kind of quiet on this end. Beautiful day today. My wife and I went out for a nice walk and ran some errands. And she went out with her twin sister and a couple of friends early this morning for an early lunch. And she came home, and then we got together to do our errands and then went for a walk. So it was a nice day for that. A little breezy, but it wasn't a cool breeze. It was a nice, comfortable breeze. So let me break real quick. I just finished building or 3D printing and then assembling a bird feeder with a blink camera. So when the weather gets nice, I'm going to sink a 4x4 post in the backyard somewhere and put the bird feeder on there, put some kind of a guard below it so the squirrels don't want to, so they can't get the bird seed. So, I found one on Amazon. It's mounted on the it's square. It's got square holes and mounts on a 4x4 post. So, I'll get one of those when the weather breaks and sink it and sink the post in the ground and get that bird feeder going, so we can watch the birdies eat seed. So, my wife likes to watch the birds. She's got a bird feeder just off the back of the deck, but I said, well, with a camera, you can actually see it up close with your Android camera. So she's all in for that. So I've also been printing various size BNC cap dust covers, BNC connector dust covers, and got a couple here. One with a softer plastic. It's got a ring on it, and you just pulled it over on top of the connector and just it fastens there. And I got another one with a knurled, kind of screws on. And I got another one. It's just a smooth surface. It's kind of hard to get on and off. I don't think I'm going to use that. So the knurled ones are nice. You get a nice grip on it. And the soft ones that fold over and snap on the BNC connector. For my HDs and some my portable equipment that has a lot of connectors and bare connectors, I don't want to, you know, I mean, if I bang it against the table or against the brick wall or something by accident, I don't want to bother up the end. So the caps will protect it from getting all messed up. So anyway, that's all I got going on here. Toss it back to you, Ron, and we'll hear what everybody else has to say. So until then, this is NAEUI.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I've seen your post on the birdhouse, and that at least one thing, you're going to get a bird's eye view of the birds, I guess. So, yeah, I've seen a couple other videos online where that's what they got. They got a bird. All you could see was the eye of the bird looking at the camera. It was so close. Or they got a squirrel with the little nose pressed up against it. So it's hard to keep those little buggers away from the bird seed, that's for sure. My wife this year put a heated water pan out underneath the pine tree and also a sheltered area for food out there. They like the bird food and the seeds, so we put what they liked out there. So we managed to keep them on the ground pretty much with their own food and water out back for the winter, and they left the bird feeders pretty much alone. We didn't catch them up there, and usually the cameras from around the house will catch them if they're up there, but didn't seem to have the problem, so putting their feet down at ground level, giving them food and water, keeps them away from the bird food as well. Next up on the list, we got KC8VOA, and then we'll do another station break. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hope everyone is doing well. I ran out of bird seed yesterday, so I'm done feeding the birds for the season. Had a lot of slate junk oats here. And had some blue jays, some mourning doves, a couple of woodpecker-type birds. I didn't be able to identify them that closely. They were on a suet cake on the backside of me, so it was kind of hard to get a clean shot of them with the camera. And we had a bunch of squirrels. I still got squirrel corn left, so I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I've left them in plastic jugs before if I get on tails with the lid on it, and the squirrels actually chewed right through it to get to it, so they could be rather troublesome. So worked on Bluetooth proxy this morning trying to get that fixed. I've got a couple of them where the Bluetooth range is just not far enough, so you put a Bluetooth proxy in between with the ESP32. And so I got two of those, and they're both not working because they didn't get the firmware update. So got to get them figured out. They're giving me a tough time, so I'm probably going to end up reflashing the whole thing. And worked on security cameras, so that's what I've been doing today. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCAVLA.
All right, Rick, how dare those little squirrels chew through your bucket to get food? Yeah, they're pretty ingenious, I'll tell you. I watched one video, and we tried it, where somebody put a slinky on the pole, and they would get up there, and they'd climb up. Of course, the slinky would pull down, and they couldn't climb the pole to get up it, but they still managed to get up it. They hung onto the slinky and pulled themselves up to get to the food. We've tried about everything. But now we feed the birds year-round. We have bird houses out back around the garden, so the finches and the sparrows and things come in every year. We changed them up last year in the fall, so we'll see what we get this year. We had the houses spread out on each post around the garden fence, and now we've kind of combined them into communities, so each post has two or three houses on it and a few spread out. But we put out suet cakes and other things to draw the birds in, and we put out stuff for the bees to come in, white plants, the flowers to try and pollinate the garden and everything else. So our issue is we still get, but they haven't been bothersome. We put cat food out at night and water for the stray cats that are around. And we still get our possum that comes, usually once a week or so, and we get a raccoon or two that comes by, has their dinner, and off they wander, and we don't see them again. So it comes in streaks. They'll be there for a day or two, and then we won't see them for a month. But that's the way it is. So we feed the neighborhood at least. Everybody's getting something for the winter to try and stay alive to do what they do best. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KF8DIC.
All right, Jack, we got you in there. You're up next before we go for the 73 round. Go ahead and take your turn.
Good evening, everyone. It's not much to report. I had to do some raking this today all day, and I got tired. I had to sit down for a little bit, go back again, rake again those leaves. They never finish. And that's all I have for now. KF8DIC.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list for our 73 round. KC8KCI, you're up next, followed by KD8PAC. Good evening again, Jeff.
Thanks, Ron. And not much. Beautiful day. And I'm retired, but we'll have to work with that Dave guy, and I can be around, so just kind of let me know. Maybe we can tag team when I'm on vacation, he's on vacation, we're not sweating, and so just let me know what you need me to do. Other than that, I can be available, so. But I'll be ready tomorrow and have the radio in hand. So, okay, KCI, we're back to neck control.
All right, Jeff, that sounds good. Yeah, we're always looking for net controls, at least for the Skywarn net. If Dave's not available, I usually try and tap Mike or someone else who's retired who is at home. And if nobody else is available, I try and run it from work, often a handy talkie, and usually my HT doesn't work well within the building, so I have to usually step out the front door or out the back loading dock someplace to try and get a better signal, and like I said, depending on workload, that's not always possible, so we can let you know, like I said, what is required for net control, at least in that regard. And like I said, just listen in. If we do have one, listen in to Dave, what he does, and that's the best way to hear how the flow of things go and what we do. All right, one other thing, speaking of that, we do have National Weather Service spotter training coming up on April 2nd, 7 p.m., Thomas Township Fire Hall number 1 on Miller Road, just north of Gratiot. So 7 p.m. on April 2nd. Information's up on the National Weather Service page, so weather.gov/DTX. And there's a link on there for all of the spotter training that they are offering this year in different locations. Next up on the list, we have KD8PAZ, standby KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Oh, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, my grandson was out there looking at a truck. He's going to buy a pickup truck. He had a car, but totaled getting it
for a pickup
truck. So that's why he was out there. And when he was out there, the car conked out. I think it's the starter. So his dad was going to get his friend to come and get it. He's got a truck where he can put it up on the bed and bring it home. So. And then work on it themselves. But other than that, that's why he was.
This is KC8YVF.
And
KC8YVF.
Fixing the rocker panels, and he said he can do the job for $1,200. I says that's a lot better than what Susky's wanted, because they wanted $3,000 for each side. So. Anyway, I told him, okay, he says, call me in a couple weeks and we'll set up a time for you to bring it over. And he's not that far away. The This is KDA-PAD back to KCA. Why?
Case CF test.
Lost the repeater.
Okay, it looks like something. Now, I'm not sure what the glitch was. I've been watching the inputs on it. The inputs were moving. I switched even to a secondary radio that's on a different power supply, different antenna and coax, and that wasn't up either. Mitty, we're back to you. Go ahead and try again. We'll see what happens here.
Okay, KCY, this is KD8PAZ. As I was saying, he was out to the dealership looking at a truck. That's why his car was out there, and it broke down, and I called this guy on my truck, and he can do it for $1,200. So in a couple weeks, hopefully I'll get my truck fixed. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Okay, Minnie. Well, that was weird. Yeah, right through your first little sentence, the repeater went down, and no bars on any of the inputs. So, I don't like those gremlins. That's not a good thing. I know we did get the Davenport site back up, so that is operational. Jeff sent a text to myself and Mike. The Davenport receive site has been down for a few months. So he did get that restarted, and that's back online. So all six receive sites are up and operational again in that one. And good on the getting the truck fixed. That's always something, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, stand by W8DW. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone. This is KF8EDQ. Not too much going on for the rest of the week, I suppose. Tuesday and Wednesday is just hanging out till Thursday and Friday, and Saturday and Sunday roll around, then it's time to be busy again. But we just got work going on, so I guess we'll be watching the weather tomorrow and listening for any nets that might happen. And I do intend to go to that Skywarn training. I think it's April 2nd. You just mentioned it. So I plan on being there for that. And I know a couple other people from GMRS that are actually very interested in going to Skywarn training because, you don't have to be a ham to do Skywarn. So I think some of the other folks are going to be joining from that side of things. So, other than that, I guess that's it for me. I'll say 7-3 and pass it back to net control. This is KF8EDQ.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. And like I said, anybody can be in Skywarn. Like I said, many of the fire department volunteers, police department, other just civilians, my daughter and son-in-law have been part of it. So anybody can get in and do it. They have certain phone numbers and ways for non-HEM people to contact the Weather Service and give the reports. And again, if you are HEM, then we do the network, which is direct contact into the Weather Service. For those who haven't seen the run part of it before, National Weather Service, they're the MyCon crew, have a station down at White Lake office. They'll make broadcasts and take information. I generally do the liaison portion of it to feed information to the Weather Service and from the Weather Service back to our net control to monitor that. So we do have direct contact with them when it kind of happens down there. If it's just up here in the Tri-Cities, most of the time the Detroit people don't go down to staff the office if we're up here. So we're kind of out of our own sometimes to get the information if it doesn't involve the southern county. So that we got to look out for sometimes. All right, next up on the list, WADW followed by N80UI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. Yeah, one thing with the squirrels, and I've got two feeders on here. I got the actually one of the The pole that we hang flowers on in the summer, I got that with suet cakes on it. And I got another one with just with a feeder on it. And what I've done is I've got on the one I have the feeder on, I've got a piece of 8-inch round stovepipe, about 4 foot long, that I put underneath the bird feeder. If you put it up, you got to put it up almost to the bird feeder so the squirrels can't get in. So I made a bracket that hangs up just underneath the bird feeder. They can't get on that. And then on the other one, I got a piece of 6-inch aluminum stovepipe or whatever that's about 4 foot long, and then that keeps them out of that. So I can keep the squirrels out. I have watched them jump off the roof and onto the top of the bird feeder. So I've had to move that out a little bit, but they haven't done it very often. Every once in a while I see a squirrel out there, not very often. Anyway, 7-3 to all. Everyone have a good one. Have a good week and catch you down the log. KC8YVF, W8DW.
Yes, Dave, they can jump quite far. I think information I read, they can jump like 5 to 8 feet horizontally. So that was mine. I had them too close to branches. I figured I was far enough away, and the branches on the pine tree would bend down far enough. But they just figured out they go to higher branches, and then the branches bend down far right where they need them, and then they just jumped off to the bird feeders and had their feast. So last year when we did some renovation to the gardens out back, changed the landscaping, we moved the bird feeders away from the tree, so they're not able to jump that far now. If they do, they're pretty, they're Superman squirrels, at least at this point. Let me take a station break here. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, NADUI, you're up next, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. That's what we're concerned about as far as squirrels are concerned with the bird feeder. I'm going to have to find a place that's not close to our trees, but I don't want it out in the middle of the yard where I have to mow around it either, so I'm going to have to figure out a place to put the 4x4 post that's out of the way, but not in any, it's going to be dinner time for the squirrels either, so I got to figure out where I want to put it. It's going to take me a little while to think. I got a couple months yet before when the ground is, thawed enough where I can sink a 3-foot hole, to sink an 8-foot post in there, so 3 feet in the ground and 5 feet above ground, so. So I have to figure something out in a couple months to kind of walk around the yard and kind of find a place to put it. So until then, we'll have to wait and see. That's about it for me on this end. It's good to see everybody at the meeting last Friday night and at the breakfast Saturday morning. Good breakfast. And so I'm going to say good night to everybody, 673, and hope everybody has a good week. And we'll catch you all next Monday night, hopefully, and talk again. So in the meantime, this is NADUI saying good night.
All right, Tom, thanks for checking in tonight, and have a good week. Next up on the list, we have KC8VOA and Steinby KF8DRC. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, and everybody on the net, good evening. Miss Bob on the net tonight, I thought he would have jumped in there for sure. Not a whole lot going on to get planned out for the rest of the week. There's just a bunch of odds and ends I need to do, and I still got some basement reorganizing to do, and I got work to do outdoors if the weather permits. Kind of working through things, trying to get things done. So that's what I'm doing. And with that, I'm going to say 73 to everyone. Have a wonderful week, and watch out for the weather. KC8VOA.
All right, Rich, thanks for checking in tonight. Last up on the list, KF8DRC. Go right ahead, Jack.
KF8DRC, I forgot to say, yesterday I was on 10 meter. It was so busy with contest and DX. And today was DX a few of the X was out there today. I just forgot to say that 10 meter has been busy. Yesterday it was all over Spain. I mean, England, a lot of England. I don't know what. Never heard so many of these countries, never heard about them. And thank you for running the net. This is KF8VRC.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us tonight. For me at least, like I said, Friday went to the club meeting, Saturday the club breakfast. Saturday I worked on some things around the house and in between rainstorms and things like that. And Sunday I finally got the radio that I bought to go in the new vehicle, the one that I showed at the club meeting on Friday. It is now in the vehicle. So we'll see how it works. I know I've got some quite a bit of tuning to do on it, settings and that. The radio portion works okay on it. We'll just got to tune in, see exactly what I got to do to get the APRS that working for the APRS. I haven't tried the WinLink. Got trying that as well. So we've had to get it out of the house in order to be able to get the GPS signal in order for some of those things to work. So we'll be sitting in the car playing with it probably on the weekends until we get things working the way that I want it. Other than that, nothing else going on this coming week. We got my daughter's birthday coming up on Saturday, so not sure exactly what we're doing there. At this time, do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Are there any closing comments or other announcements for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Have a great week and stay safe. This is KC8YBF, clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 49 degrees.